Super Bowl announcement. America will be blinded by the lights when The Weeknd takes the stage as the headliner for the halftime show on February 7th. And what is likely to be a show like no other.
Of course, you know, Straight, this is the biggest concert of the year, right? It's the biggest event of the year, the Super Bowl. And they pretty much got the biggest star of the year, who's had the biggest song of the year. Blinding Lights actually set a record earlier this year for its position at the top of the Billboard charts. It was there for 7 months. The entire pandemic, you've been listening to Blinding Lights. So, of course, now we're expecting a halftime show like no other. But because of the pandemic, it's going to be a Super Bowl like no other.
What do you know about The Weeknd? I'm not talking about, oh, it's Friday, let's go get some brews with the fellas and get all blitzed and watch the sports ball game and then forget about the slave masters at work in the Matrix. Because that's Monday, that's so far away. That'll never happen. I'm talking about the singer. I'm talking about the R&B singer, The Weeknd. Well, my friend, I'm about to blow your mind. If you stick with me till the end of the show, which I guarantee you will, you're about to have your mind blown. Maybe you're new to the show. Maybe you're new to conspiracy theories and unpopular culture with your host, Isaac Weishaupt, whose name is a pseudonym and not a real name. I'm not really related to Adam Weishaupt, founder of the Bavarian Illuminati. Maybe you're new and you're dabbling. You want to dabble and say, well, all these crazy conspiracy people, they were right about absolutely everything in 2020. Maybe they're onto something with these, the Hollywood, the entertainment people. Well, listen here, because I'm going to tell you, like I do all the time, about the symbolism and the high-profile rituals being coordinated by the masters of the entertainment industry. And today we're going to talk about The Weeknd. That's the focus. I'm going to explain to you how his charting album After Hours, the smash hit of 2020, how it's a ritual. It's a massive ritual which will culminate at the Super Bowl on February 7th, 2021. It will be televised. The revolution will not be televised, but the attempt to create the revelation of the method will be televised. And I'm going to tell you all about the alchemical sequence through which your boy The Weeknd is going through and showing you and telling you. And you probably didn't know because TMZ and Entertainment Tonight are filling your mind with garbage. So we're going to go through the whole history of The Weeknd because I've been watching this guy for years. I'm going to tell you about the symbolism behind the XO label, how it's the mark of the beast. We're going to talk about him hanging out with all these other rappers. And how they all do the same symbolism, the all-seeing eye, over and over and over again. And then we're going to take a look at the idea of whether or not he's Christian or he's Illuminati or he's both. I don't know him personally. So I these are all my guesses. These are all my ideas, my thoughts. So yeah, we're going to do that. Oh, and quick piece of housekeeping. As you know, I've got supporter feeds. You can be a supporter of the show and no more commercials, bonus content, all the greatest things in life. And I got three options for you. And I've got an update to those options. As you know, I've got IlluminatiWatcher.com's got the VIP section, which has basically the same offerings as my Patreon, patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. And now I'm on Rockfin, on the big Rockfin network. Rockfin.com/creator/Isaac. All the links are in the show notes. Here's the big update, though. Vimeo flagged my account for deletion. Because, you know, why not? Censorship. Even though I pay them to host my videos, they're going to kick me out of there. So that poses a massive problem. So Rockfin, who is very anti-censorship, God bless them, they're going to let me put my videos on there. So I got to put my videos on the Rockfin. I'm sorry, everyone. Again, this is the drama of being in this subversive world. It's a very turbulent world. Not my doing. I'm very sorry. But that's what happened because on Patreon, I used to give them the videos, but I had to host them through because Patreon doesn't host the videos. Vimeo hosts them, and I pay Vimeo. And now I have to be canceled. So I'm going to put them all on Rockfin. And there's not a, I mean, I'll put a lot of them on Rockfin, not all of them. I had a couple hundred videos on there. I'm going to put like the big hitters on there. Like I already put Kubrick's Code, a 2.5 hour video I made based upon it's a companion video for the book where I go through all of Kubrick. Well, not all of the most popular Kubrick movies, Eyes Wide Shut, Clockwork Orange, The Shining, 2001, A Space Odyssey. Reveal to you the occult symbolism behind those things. Package it up for you in a book with this companion video with clips from the movie. It is now on Rockfin, and so if you go sign up, again, rockfin.com/creator/Isaac, you'll get that video now, as well as all the bonus content from conspiracy theories on popular culture, as well as my exclusive Rockfin show, Inside the Mind of a Conspiracy Theorist, where we get into truth or drama and other highly censorable topics. So there you go. Three options for you. You can check out, I made a chart to compare the three options because I know this is confusing. If you go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, hit the VIP section, check it out. Now, let's get into the weekend. The Super Bowl is on February 7, 2021 in Tampa, Florida. From what I'm reading, it's the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Tampa Buccaneers. And it's not going to be a traditional performance. In regards to the COVID pandemic, it doesn't matter. As you know, I've been covering the Super Bowl every year for about 10 years now. It's the high-profile ritual. It's the idea of charging up the sigils, charging up the chaos magic, however you want to look at this. Eliphas Levi's magnetic chain. Everyone's going to focus their attentions, much like you see at the Olympics with the Olympic flame, the torch. A ritual set in place by none other than the Nazi Party and Adolf Hitler. Because they know a thing or two about occult symbolism, right? That's why they made the swastika, they reversed the traditional symbol of the swastika and then marched around with 30,000 of them at every one of their events. To bury it into the subconscious for it to manifest later. Therefore, the Super Bowl is no different than the Olympic torch. Focus of mass energy, one of the largest watched events of the year. But who is performing this year? None other than, yes, you guessed it, The Weeknd. The R&B singer, The Weeknd. And, you know, I have to start out with the caveat. I'm not saying The Weeknd is in the Illuminati. I'm saying he does things on his videos that suggest there's Illuminati and occult symbolism behind his works. I don't know if he does these intentionally. I don't know if he's told to do these, if he's directed to do this. But either way, it's a tool for the practitioners of the occult and the Illuminati to push their ideas, push their symbols into your brain. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to look at the evidence of all of this stuff. Nothing but the evidence. You could look at these images and videos for yourself. I'm not making it up. And I will point to you where you see overlap in the occult doctrine and why it's there. And recently I went off on the last show, the inauguration performance of Lady Gaga. And let me clarify some things, because there's a bit of truth or drama about that. But I hope I didn't come off wrong. I was trying to be optimistic. In this truther environment, a lot of truthers are very negative. And rightfully so, we're a paranoid bunch. And rightfully so, to be paranoid. I'm trying to spread a little optimism for the future, because I don't like living and stewing in that negativity. So, I think things got a little tweaked around in my message there. Just to clarify, my role here, as it always is to discuss the symbolism, the connections, and the ideas. And your role is to make your own decision as to what you want to do with that information. Because my longtime hang-up has always been the question of what to do with the information. And I feel a bit of responsibility, especially given the last 12 months, the popularity of the show blew off the charts because everyone's questioning the nature of reality and an Illuminati agenda. But I feel a bit of responsibility charging up these ideas and not telling people what I think they should do about it. but I don't feel like that's my place. And, you know, to me, it's always, I always say, well, it's discernment. You just have to know. Which I believe turns off the power to the force they're trying to build momentum for. But, you know, some people don't like that. Some people want to take it much, much further, and I'm not that guy. Some people want to harass the artist and storm the Capitol and, you know, overthrow the government, you know, little things like that. But, you know, like I said, I'm just here to give you the info. You do what you want with it. Every now and then I interject a little bit of personal opinion, try to make your day brighter, try to leave you on a positive note. You know, you can't take this stuff too seriously. It'll drive you mad. Trust me, I've been looking at it for 10 years. You stare at the abyss and long enough, it'll stare back at you. So this is for informational purposes. Do what thou wilt with it. But be nice, you know, just be nice. But some people don't like that. Some people want to be the warriors and armchair quarterbacking it. Go for it, I guess. But like, don't bring me into that. Now, when we look at the weekend, you got to go back to the days of blogging. I used to blog and do videos. I did so many video breakdowns of the weekend that I did a comprehensive post. I will put the link in the show notes, as always, where you can see all the supporter feed options, our sponsors for the show, all that stuff, like I always do. But you can, if you want to, and I'll put most of the photos on my Instagram feed, okay? At Isaac Weishaupt, link in the show notes, like and subscribe. And you will see all the images, most of the images we're talking about. I definitely will put the images of the after hours videos that we're going to talk about at the end of this. Definitely, because I haven't made a post about that because I stopped blogging pretty much because Google shadow banned me, as you know, the sad, sad story. Banned off of everything. I got to add Vimeo to my list. I've been banned, let's see, I've been banned from Google, YouTube. Amazon blocked me from publishing a book. And now Vimeo. And I pay Vimeo. Ain't that a son of a gun? Now, enough about me crying. The weekend. Officially, he is an Orthodox Christian, just like your boy Isaac. He's Ethiopian Orthodox. The Ethiopians, they claim they got the Ark of the Covenant over there, by the way, in case you didn't know that. That's apparently where the Ark of the Covenant is. I don't know why we can't get a photo of it, but hey, you know. But he is, so I don't know. That's officially, you look it up, that's what it says. You watch his video and it tells me another story, though. Now, let's look at how this guy got put on, man. He, another Canadian superstar. They're taking over. You got Justin Bieber first, and then Drake. The Weeknd. Oh, my goodness. These Canadians, we should have been building the wall up top instead of down below. The, jokes. Hey, jokes. Take it easy. But, yeah, he teamed up with your boy Drizzy Drake back in 2011 for Take Care. So that kind of put him on. Then Wiz Khalifa did a great song called Remember Me. And then, actually, I think that was a Weeknd song featuring Wiz Khalifa. It could be the other way around. It doesn't matter. But he started bubbling up around 2011. And then he started his own label in 2012 called XO. And that's where he put out the album called Trilogy. Three albums he dropped. And at this point, he hadn't been doing much photos or press because he was trying to get people more intrigued by the mystique of his character. He had that crazy hair like the artist Basquiat. I don't know how to pronounce that guy's name. And people were rightfully comparing him to Michael Jackson. I mean, this guy's great. Great pop singer, R&B, great voice. I was a big fan of The Weeknd back when he came out. And I don't even like R&B. Now, the XO, let's talk about the XO label and the symbolism behind this and what it really means. You'll be shocked. And as you know, X's and O's, that means kisses and hugs in the normal world, but in the occult variety of Gnostic inversion of every principle, it means death. Instead of love, it means death. And if you listen to The Weeknd, especially his earlier works, he's got some very dark tones. Lots of drugs and lots of heartbreak. And for him, X and O is a reference to drugs, ecstasy and OxyContin. Because, as you know, the occultist and the Illuminati, it's a cult of death. And there's many reasons why people believe this to be so. And I mean, we could go into a rabbit holes about the skulls and crossbones and the Freemasonic reflection chambers, but what it could be is the Gnostic perception of the world. They believe that they like the idea of death because it releases us from the prison, okay? Same reason that they don't like the idea of population growing too much. Because every soul you imprison into this material plane is the longer this ruse goes on in the Gnostic idea of the false creator, Yaldabaoth. Long story. But anyway, regardless, they like the death. And, you know, here we go. The Weeknd's got a label, XO, about drugs. And he's been selling clothing with it. People have been getting it tattooed on themselves. And the real reality is the full version, it's not just XO. It's actually XOTWOD, which means XO till we overdose. So, yeah, do drugs till you overdose. That's what it means. And he even confirmed this, if you think I'm being a bit facetious, if you listen to his award speech in 2014, listen to his acceptance speech.
I want to thank my fans who've been with me from day one. XO till we OD, so I love you guys very much. I wouldn't be here without you, and I think it's going to be a long-term relationship between me and you.
Now, another idea with the X and the O, and shout out to my man Freeman Fly. He's the one that educated me in my early stages of research. If you look at the X and the O, I mean, first, the X is a symbol of transformation. As per Tex Mars, Codex Magica, and Freemason Jim Tresner. There's an article in the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry Journal talking about X as a symbol of transformation, which, you know, and I've got a whole article on this, right? And if you look at the Aleister Crowley's sigil for the Whore of Babylon, you will see that it has the X and the O at the top center. That's the one with like the seven-pointed star, right? It's the sigil for, and it's got the AA, which is the Argentum Astra secret society he created. Anyhow, if you look at the ideas of the X and O, and like I said, it's a long article, lots of ideas. X symbolizes death. You know, like when they buried the pharaohs, they would cross their arms. And you see X's in cartoons over the eyes, and you see it in the first sign of the Super Excellent Master Mason degree. You know, you say, cross my heart, hope to die. You got the skull and bones with the crossed bones, obviously, right? And then you see the symbol with the X on many, many things. Even Charles Manson put an X on his forehead, meaning he was exiled from humanity, which he later then obviously made the swastika. But the real interesting idea, if you look into the ideas of Jewish mysticism and the Kabbalah, if you consider the path the initiate could take, there's a path through the center, through the Deoth, guarded, it's like the abyss, right? Guarded by this demon Coronzone. And if you go a bit further, you find out on the dark side of the Tree of Life, there's the Klepoth. This is the fallen angels. And at the center of this abyss, you have Typhon. And Typhon is like, this is the same as Nodens, which, oh boy, I know, we're going crazy here. But like a lot of celebrities have been showing you the V over the I. And the V, the peace symbol, was actually created by Aleister Crowley during World War II, because it was an occult spiritual battle, and Churchill employed Aleister Crowley, who was a British intelligence agent, to come up with a symbol to counter Hitler's symbol. So He did this V, the Nodens, the call of the beast there, to counter the, I believe it was the solar forces of the swastika. And this is all very confusing to people who are unaware of all these things. And I acknowledge I won't belabor the point. But in Kenneth Grant's Aleister Crowley and the Hidden God, he talks about the Heart of Noden's sigil is the mark of the beast. And the Heart of Noden's sigil is a fusion of X and O produced by the lightning flash from the depths. And this initiates a sequence of the union of the X and the O. This is the union of the phallus to the vagina. The vagina of the goddess. And it basically means it's bringing about the end times. Much like Parsons and L. Ron Hubbard did out in the desert trying to summon the Whore of Babylon to finish humanity. Now, what's curious, and I'll read you from, we're going to talk about the video might not feature Belly. In my analysis, I wrote this. The precise symbolic formula required to summon Typhon, the beast of the abyss, so revered by Crowley, H.P. Lovecraft, and Kenneth Grant, is the X and O. The symbol corresponds to the alchemical process of transformation, with the X inside the O being the chaotic formula of the prima materia, that is, the primordial chaos. This means it's a reference to keeping people in the base frequency and never moving beyond it, which that is what XO means for the weekend. It's keeping you doing the ecstasy and Oxycontin until you overdose, until you die. Keeping you in the base frequency until you die. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. And the prima materia, that's the, that's an alchemical idea. And we'll cover alchemy here in a little bit because that is part of the after hours symbolism. It's crazy. It blew my mind when I watched all the videos for After Hours. I said, my God, he's still at it. All these years. Now back in, and of course, we'll get there chronologically. No hurry. If you recall, he did a video for 50 Shades of Grey called Earned It. And he had the X's on the butt cheeks, on the booties of the girls dancing back in 2014. X and O, it's the phallus on the butt, on the buttocks. On the buttocks of the goddess is the phallus. Bonus points from 50 Shades of Grey, if you recall, in the young lady, the protagonist, Anastasia, her bedroom that Christian Grey put her in, she had a birdcage. This is symbolic of mind control symbolism. This is symbolic of the alchemical birds, which again, the alchemy plays a role later. And you hear her quite literally during a dialogue, she says, I don't know, I just feel different, when she's talking to a friend. And in the background, you see the butterflies calling upon Project Monarch. Symbolism of the monarch symbolism with the monarch butterfly. All Project MKUltra stuff, mind control. Trauma-based mind control, which is what we've all been subjected to in 2020. We've all taken part of the ritual, as you will, at the Super Bowl with The Weeknd. And I will give you a prediction by the end of this show for what I think The Weeknd is going to do at the Super Bowl. And if I'm right, it increases my prediction accuracy rate from 0% to 1%. And I can't wait for it. Now, I like to make these predictions based upon the occult symbolism, because one of them is going to hit. If I keep doing it, one of them will hit, and then I'll just forevermore be known as the guy who predicted the thing. Can't wait. Now, let's finish the XO talk, actually. In 2017, The Weeknd was in a video called XO Tour Life with your boy Lil Uzi Vert, which I already did a whole thing on Lil Uzi Vert, because Lil Uzi Vert means Lucifer when you say it fast. And he's got all the Illuminate confirmed symbolism. No offense to my Philly rapper here, Lil Uzi Vert. does Illuminate confirm. He's not bashful about it. He loves Marilyn Manson. Marilyn Manson, of course, honorary priest in the Church of Satan. Very satanic young man. Well, in that video, The Weeknd does the all-seeing eye very clearly with what I believe to be is like an XO symbol with his hands. He makes his hands in a weird X with his eyes the O. I believe that's his XO symbol. Then, he's not done with that XO stuff. In 2018, he started an Apple show called Memento Mori. And it has various XO artists on it. Now, keep that in your back pocket. Memento Mori, this is going to come up bigly. It's going to come up bigly in the After Hours section at the end of this analysis. Because you really got to hear this After Hours analysis. I can't wait to get there. Someday we will. Let's talk about his 2016 video, Might Not, featuring Belly. And this song, as you could imagine, is about taking too many drugs. And you might not make it. That's what the title is, Might Not. So, who's Illuminate Confirm here, right? You got this artist promoting drug use. And I'm not a prude. But that's what he's doing. Promoting the drug use, but who does that benefit? Keeps the privatized prisons populated. It keeps these young, talented artists dying young. And who benefits from that? Well, the Illuminati confirm. The handlers, they sell more records. You know, when these artists die, their record sales go through the roof. And rapping seems to be a very dangerous profession. How many rappers have we got to lose, you know? They keep the low frequency going. That's what the XO is for. That is what I told you about as the mark of the beast. The typhonic symbol, keeping people in the base frequency. You stay in the base frequency until you die, until you overdose. You stay in the base frequency until you fill up the privatized prison system, putting money in the pockets of the Illuminati, then you get out and you die. That's what they want you to do. And and you'll notice like the XO thing, like a lot of people don't realize it's XO till we OD. That's gotten real quiet since The Weeknd blew up and got mainstream, family friendly, I guess. Now in that song, Belly, in the lyrics, he says, "She told me no religion was the new religion. She said she don't believe in God, but her shoes Christian." In the video, it shows you the young woman who likes the shoes. She's got a cross in her mouth. And in the same video, Belly's in the water, looking like the Leviathan, looking like the beast from the abyss, Nodens himself, doing the 666 hands, calling upon the Antichrist. Why do they hate the Christians so much? Why do they need to mock the Christians so much? Well, it's because of the global Antichrist religion that is coming soon through the Project Bluebeam aliens. As I told you about in Aliens, UFOs, and the Occult, Use Your Illusion 1. Now available on Amazon and Audible. Self-narrated on Audible. You're going to love it. Getting lots of great reviews for that, by the way. Thank you for all the people leaving reviews. That's a huge help to me. Thank you. I read them all. Now, okay, so let's talk about why, okay, they want the global Antichrist religion. They gotta kill Christianity first. And if you look to the occultists for why do they do this? Well, Kenneth Grant's Magical Revival said the reason is because they, the Christians, stole the occult mystery religion symbols and hijacked them for their own. And in the book, he asserts that Helena Blavatsky's Theosophical Society combines with the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn to fuse the original currents of occult teachings from the mystery schools and into the masses. He says that the Golden Dawn is the inner secret school of the order, and the Theosophical Society is the exoteric outer order for the masses. That's for you. It's for the mouth breathers. For everyone. For me. For all of us. I'm going to read you from the book. He says, Blavatsky's intention in initiating her society was primarily the destruction of Christianity in its historic as opposed to its eternal form. And that sums it all up. Hence, all the Antichrist obsessions from Crowley and Parsons. And Parsons said he was the Antichrist. So he blew himself up. Trying to fuse a soul into a golem like a big dummy. The Weeknd. Back in 2016, he also dropped the Starboy video, which you surely heard that song, featuring Daft Punk. And that really put him on with the masses. That really blew him up. And we saw that in the video, if you watch it, and I did the breakdown of it, it's basically the death of the ego, the death of the Weeknd. And some theorize that the new Weeknd is here and he's turning his back on the Illuminati. And you see in the video, because you see in the video with the Weeknd, someone wraps a plastic bag around his head and he chokes to death just like all the birds when you use those bags from Walmart or whatever. Well, he dies in the video. Then you see the new Weeknd come out. Now he's rocking a big cross necklace. Now, to play devil's advocate, some people say that rockers, you know, Ozzy Osbourne and these guys, they wear crosses too. But they're clearly got like some satanic obsessions. Why would they do such a thing? Well, it's because they know the cross protects them from the demonic forces that they're bargaining with, that they're summoning to sell records. It's an interesting idea, right? They're manifesting demons and calling upon demons and signing bargains. But in reality, they got to walk around with the cross to protect themselves. And in the video, he walks towards the glowing red cross. And then you see it inside of his all-seeing eye. We've got a mixture of symbols going on. What's happening here? Well, he takes the cross off the wall. Smashes up all his gold and platinum records. Which, again, a lot of people when this video dropped said, oh, it's a statement against the music industry. But when you watch the video, if you watch it closely, like a real psychopath like I did, you see him doing the mano cornudo, the devil's horns symbol. So you're getting mixed messages here, okay? Then he sets the house on fire. And in the lyrics, he's rapping about he's singing about the trappings of money. Talking about bad bitches, side bitches, toys. In fact, he says, 100 on the dash, get me close to God. We don't pray for love, we just pray for cars. Now, what does that mean? It could be that he's exposing that as the truth, or maybe he's embracing it. I don't know. But I do know in the video, he drives away from the house that he lit on fire, and he smashed up the records with the cross. Seemed like he's turning his back on the industry, and guess what he's driving towards? A cross. So the Starboy video, it appears to be that he's turning his back on the industry, driving towards Christianity, towards the cross. Or, Starboy is the alchemical transformation like the Star Child of 2001, Space Odyssey. Or Aleister Crowley's Moon Child. Because, you know, he killed him. He died from the Walmart bag in the video. Just like the birds, when you forget your reusable bags, they die from the plastic bags. That's you're killing the Weeknd when you forget your reusable bags. Because what was curious is in the next video he released, a video was called False Alarm. It shows him killing some bad guys, but he clutches his cross before he kills himself. So there's a lot of mixed messages happening. And it's unclear as to what's going on at this point. And I'm following it all very closely at this time, back in 2016. Just living a great life. Blogging, number one on Google, YouTubing, 72,000 subscribers, living large. Loved it. So ignorant of the censorship that would be smashed upon my head just a year later. But in February 2017... he donated $50,000 to an Orthodox church, because again, he's Ethiopian Orthodox. So to me, I said, well, he put the money where his mouth is. I mean, people vote with their dollars. He's voting Christian. The Weeknd is Christian. Yes, the Starboy video shows him turning his back, albeit with some all-seeing eye and Mano Cornudo, but maybe, you know, maybe the directors made that happen. And he's just like, dude, I'll do it, but ultimately my devotion is with Jesus Christ. And then, around the same time he dropped the donation to the Orthodox Church, he dropped a video for Party Monster. And it kind of told a similar tale. In the video, you see him talk about fast women. That comes all the trappings of the music industry, the struggle of the dual aspects of his life and stardom. He said, like, for instance, he says, I'm like, got up, thank the Lord for the day, woke up by a girl, I don't even know her name. Sure, I get that. We're all human. We all fall short of the glory of God. And I think that's what the song might be about. But then you watch the video. And you see a multitude of crosses. There's one on his forehead. There's one in the all-seeing eye. There's an eyeball on fire. There's a cake with eyes and crosses on it, all on fire. Because back in the day, I don't know if you remember this, but people used to have birthday cakes. They used to have birthdays, and like people would get around within 6 feet of each other. And you would put candles on a cake. You would light them on fire, and then the person with the birthday would blow out those candles. Okay? And they would blow all their COVID germs all over the cake, and we would all take a bite, and it was a good time. And that's kind of what you see in the video. And you see him inside of a fire with demons all around him, and then a Black Panther shows up. And that's kind of where it ends. Now, what's the Black Panther mean? Well, if you look at it from the alchemical perspective, which we're going to get into in just 1 minute, it's the first stage of the Negredo, the alchemical process of evolution, of enlightenment, the great work. Or, to be fair, this was around the time that Black Panther was being filmed, which, you know, The Weeknd was on the soundtrack with Kendrick Lamar, the Pray For Me track from the Black Panther. So maybe it was a Black Panther the film reference. Now we're in 2018, okay? And things got pretty quiet. And then 2020, After Hours, the album. The big alchemical ritual confirming. The Weeknd is Illuminate Confirm. It's Illuminate Confirm. It's an alchemical ritual in front of your face. Right in your face. A lot of people don't realize it. And why would they? They're busy. They're busy doing sports ball and Disney World and, you know, all the things. Well, I'm here to tell you, it was an alchemical ritual, the whole album, and it will culminate at the Super Bowl when I believe The Weeknd will show us a rebirth. He will show us the death of the old Weeknd. I believe symbolically. I mean, it could be staged like a fake death. That'd be really cool, huh? We haven't seen that in a while. But that's my prediction. I think that's what's going to happen at the Super Bowl, is some massive ritual of the alchemical death of the ego, the death and rebirth. And let me explain myself by telling you all about this album. Now, how ironic is it? This album, he dedicated to a fan who died. And we got to get into this, right? The guy's name is Lance, and he created the EXO podcast because he was a big super fan of The Weeknd. And the article doesn't ever clearly state how... I looked at a few articles. It didn't clearly state how Lance died. He was a young man. But his roommate said this, quote, "Mental illness and addiction are a effing son of a bee." Can I say bitch? Yeah, I think I can say bitch. That's not one of the big naughties, is it? But you get what I'm saying. So basically, this super fan did the thing. He did the XO till we OD. The Weeknd manifested that into reality. His fan died. I mean, he says his roommate said mental illness and addiction. So, I mean, drug addiction, I assume. A lot of assumptions to be made here, but I think that's a pretty safe assumption. So, like, he dies, and then The Weeknd dedicates the album to him. It's kind of like a blood sacrifice, right? Which blows my mind. The album release date was actually 3/20 of 2020. It's March 20th. The Equinox, by the way, again, one of the big four of the year for the Pagans. And Lance died the day prior. The Weeknd finds out, and he dedicates the album to this young man who died. And he debuted the album on the Memento Mori show. I can't make this up, folks. Memento Mori means to remember the death, remember the dead. This is Freemasonic stuff. In fact, I think I've got a whole, let me look at my little notes here. Yeah, I got a whole bit on it here, because it's going to come up in one of the videos for After Hours. So he debuts the album on his show that's about death, dedicates it to a fan who died, who apparently, allegedly, perhaps lived a life according to the XO Till We OD lifestyle. I'm being a little harsh maybe, but these are the facts. Like I said, I'm dropping out the evidence. You do with it what you want. Now, this album was a big deal. When he had this augmented reality tour. Instead of VR, they've got AR. And this is basically the 5G alien blue beam that is coming. It's coming. And he also owns an esports company, so transhumanism is apparently his thing. He's apparently into it bigly. And he received zero nominations for the Grammys this year in 2020, which was a big to-do, right? Even though his tracks were like the most listened to, most streamed tracks for the whole year, no Grammy nominations, which I think will be part of the ritual, but we'll get to that. So December 3rd, 2019, before he dropped the album, because you know how they do this, they drop some videos before the album. So December 3rd, 2019, the first video, Heartless, was released, and it sets up this storyline. And he's in Las Vegas. It's very Fear and Loathing. He's out there on Fremont Street with Metro Boomin. They're licking frogs, which, you know, it's like a psychoactive ingredient, apparently. It gets you high. It's very Fear and Loathing-ish. And, you know, the Fear and Loathing thing ties you into adrenochrome, right? You know that, right? When Hunter S. Thompson apparently, allegedly, hanging out with a guy who gave him some adrenochrome, said he got it off a satanic pedophile. Well, is it true? Is it not? We don't know. We just get the same message from so many places. So he dropped the Heartless album, setting the stage of a crazy night in Vegas, right? Then a month later, January 21st, 2020, pre-COVID era, everyone's having a great time. Everyone's just, oh yeah, my vision is 2020, new year, new me. Well, he drops the second video, Blinding Lights. And he's still in Las Vegas. He's behind the wheel of a Benzo. He shows up to some fancy venue. But he's all bloody. Because in the video, you find out he gets beat up at the venue. And he's got this maniacal laughter. And there's an Asian woman singing at the venue. He levitates up towards her. But he's still kind of tripping off that frog and dancing around in the empty Las Vegas streets. So not a lot. But, you know, to sum it up, this is part two. He's now bloodied and beat up, laughing maniacally. Crazy night. Then on March 4th, he dropped a thing called the After Hours Short Film. It's like a 5-minute video. And on it, you see the all-seeing eye to begin with, right off the bat. Then you see his nose now has a bandage on it, so he's getting a little bit worse shape. Same red suit. And he's on the Jimmy Kimmel Tonight Show. Whatever the Jimmy Kimmel Show is, I don't watch that stuff. Whatever Jimmy Kimmel Show is, the late night show, that's what he's on. which ironically he actually performed January 23rd on Jimmy Kimmel, and his set had a bunch of lightning bolts. Again, if you reference the lightning bolts, it goes back to Nodens and the Mark of the Beast with the X and the O. The lightning flashes to the depths to create the fusion of the X and the O. Does he know all this? No clue. So he's walking around in this short film, and he goes underground. Yes, he takes an escalator down underground, which is the, again, cue of a initiation ritual. That's what you see in many films like Deadpool. The transformation happens underground. He's sobered up a little bit now. He's feeling a bit morose. He starts sobbing. He's missing his little buddy, Metro Boomin. He wanted some more of Metro Boomin. But he looks up. He sees some flashing lights. He gets dragged towards his destiny. And things switch up a little bit. Because guess what happens? When the forces draw him and drag him to his destiny, it is to an elevator. Yes, an elevator. This is very important. It's the final scene of this short film. They show him going up above ground in the elevator. He's now transformed. He went underground for the initiation. Like all the mystery school teachings do, look at the Pyramid of Giza. All the death and rebirth rituals of the Freemasons and the skull and bones and the coffins and stuff. And he appears, he manifests in the elevator up above ground now. And you know what the elevator is symbolic for? Prince told you what it was. It's the devil. Because I covered his death extensively. Prince said very clearly in the song where he talks about the elevator bringing you down, he's talking about the devil. Which, how curious is it that Prince would die in front of the elevator at Paisley Park at his own home on top of some weird astrological symbols? But The Weeknd said, you know, if you look at The Weeknd, he said that Prince is one of his inspirations. It's not a big shocker, right? I mean, who hasn't Prince inspired? But, you know, there's something to that. I would argue that The Weeknd knew this, showed it in the video, and showed that he is now, he got dragged towards his destiny with the devil. Now he's above ground. And this happens in the next video he drops on In Your Eyes on March 23rd, 2020. He's in the elevator because it's a continuation of the previous video. And he comes out with the butcher knife killing. And it's presumed that he slaughtered this couple on the elevator. And I like this new album. He's got very Carpenter Brute 80s vibes of synth murder and horror. But he's got the all-seeing eyes in the video. I mean, the song is called In Your Eyes, after all, right? In Your All-Seeing Eyes is where you can find your Billie Eilish, right? Nah, we're just being silly. But his whole video is him chasing after the woman that got away. She lived in the elevator. He must have killed her little boo thing. Chases her into a boiler room. She lops his head off with a fire axe, and she starts dancing with a severed head. And know how I missed all of this. I mean, this was, you gotta put it in perspective. This is March 23rd, 2020. Uncle Covey came in and dominated the whole thing. I wasn't watching no music videos. I was deep, deep, deep into research. But yeah, he's possessed. So let's catch up. He's possessed by the devil underground, where he's initiated and reborn. He comes up above ground, and it's murder. And then the woman cuts his head off. She severs his head. Now, to me, this is where things get real interesting. And I'm going to blow your mind with this. Hang in with me. We might get a little deep and a little complex, but hang in with me. The severed head. My mind went into a couple areas until I settled into what I think this means. First, I thought, well, this reminds me of the severed head of John the Baptist. They say the Knights Templar were worshiping, they worshiped the Baphomet, and some people claimed this was the head of John the Baptist. The reconciled opposites of the Baphomet. But then I looked up, I dug in a little deeper on Memento Mori for this analysis. Which Memento Mori, of course, it's considering the videos that The Weeknd has showed us, it's all about death. It's all about death. And then the rebirth is coming. And you've seen this in all the recent videos with the plastic surgery thing, which we haven't got into yet because we're not there yet. But the death of the fan, doing the exact prescription of what he told him to do. He said, you're going to do ecstasy and oxy until you die. I'm going to lock you into the bass frequencies. And then dedicated the album, then dropped the album on his Memento Mori radio show. It's all about death, which is why I say at the Super Bowl, I think he's going to do something very deathly. We're going to see the death of the Weeknd. Because he has to be reborn. Or maybe he's considered dead already and we'll see a reborn ritual. I don't know. We'll see. But if you read, there's a book called The Black Sun, The Alchemy and the Art of Darkness by Stanton Marlin. There's a section called Engaging the Monstrous. And it's about exploring the dark subconscious in terms of alchemy. And it gives you an example of a guy having a dream about the black sun, which is a reference to the Negredo, the first stage of the alchemical process. And he's talking about the visions one has when they start this journey. If you recall the first video from After Hours, The Weeknd and Metro Boomin once more have a little trippy little visions. The first step in the Negredo process. But in the book, he talks about this guy has this dream when he starts the process. But in the dream, he sees this black goo and he wants to get rid of it. But at the same time, he's fascinated by it. He wants to understand it. So he brings his head down closer to get a different perspective, to get to the right level to understand the black goo. But the closer he gets, the more he realizes this black void opens up. And it keeps expanding. He's trying to get a good look at it, but he just can't. I'm going to read to you, against my better judgment, I'm going to read to you what the book says. Because it's interesting, it's a little weird, and I'll emphasize the parts you need to understand. So if you get lost, no worries. As one might imagine, to discover this kind of unknown otherness inside of oneself is terrifying and monstrous. I'm going to paraphrase this a little bit to save you some time. Yet the dreamer continues to try to determine where all this is leading. He follows the blackness in its spider-like intricacy throughout the whole body, which is now transparent. The web of tentacles is spread everywhere. The change from curiosity to existential fear provokes a desire to get to the bottom of things, to the origin and source of the blackness itself. The source is discovered in the solar plexus, a place where, in physiology, a large network of sympathetic nerves and ganglia meet behind the stomach and form a hard, sun-like center. In our dreamer, these nerves appear as black tentacles, creating what one might possibly imagine as the black sun center in the pit of the stomach. Now here's where you need to pay attention. This is where it gets pretty much on the head of what we see in the videos. Here an important vision occurs. The dark center appears as a black head that has eyes and can see and speak to him. For the first time, he addresses this darkness and meets it head to head as if engaged in a spontaneous act of imagination. There's a long tradition of head symbolism in alchemy and early literature, linking it both to the Negredo experience and to our human potential for transformation. Ettinger believes that one reason seems to be the connection between the term head and the top or beginning. So again, pointing to the idea of the Weeknd is beginning his alchemical ritual initiation. And we're all along for the ride. This is important still. Pay attention. Blackness was considered to be the starting point of the alchemical work. Ettinger notes that the head also symbolizes the rotundum, the round, complete man. The separated head and symbolism of beheading reflect this wholeness as extracted from the empirical man. The head or skull becomes the round vessel of transformation. In one text, it was the head of the Black Osiris or Ethiopian that, when boiled, turned into gold. Did you get that? Did you hear all that? The separated head and the symbolism of beheading reflect the wholeness as extracted from the empirical man, and it becomes the round vessel of transformation. And then they specifically, on the nose, say that in one text it was the head of the Black Osiris or Ethiopian that, when boiled, turned into gold. Here we got, and the Weeknd is Ethiopian with his head removed. It's the symbol of transformation, my friend. It's going to turn into gold. Give me that Weeknd head. I want the gold. Now there's more, if you could believe that. There's more. I'll keep going. For our dreamer, the head takes on a less fearsome quality and stimulates sweet memories of childhood, but it becomes a paradoxical interlocutor. The dreamer asks, "What are you doing here?" "You called me," he answers. "I serve you and I don't serve you." These paradoxical responses make clear that the black head is duplex and mercurial and reflects the complexity of the unconscious psyche, which is both trickster and guide. It is both male and female. It serves the ego and yet doesn't serve the ego. In this sense, one might imagine the head as a prefiguration of the self or the whole man. What can it mean that the head serves and doesn't serve? Jung, talking about Carl Jung, poignantly expresses this paradox when he says, "The experience of the self is always a defeat for the ego. Moreover, the oracular head symbolizes the consulting of one's wholeness for information beyond the ego. In this sense, the black head and or skull is signifier of the memento mori, the existential knowledge of our own death." Let's keep reading. "To reflect on death can lead one to view life under the aspect of eternity, and thus the black death head can turn to gold in confrontation with the life of the psyche, the paradoxical truth. To such engagement brings both defeat and transformation, death and new life." So now, you tell me, when you see his head getting severed, that and the memento mori talk, I mean, they say it right there. Carl Jung says it himself. The black head is a signifier of the memento mori, the existential knowledge of our own death. He's trying to gain a new perspective. He's trying to evolve, enlighten through the alchemical process, and he needs the forces, the mass energy, to make this happen. And that's what we're going to see at the Super Bowl, through mass energy, through mass focus. Now, the next video, I mean, and look, I don't want to keep beating up the point, but I mean, it says it right there. The head of the Ethiopian. The separation of the head, the beheading, which is what you see in the video, after the devil consumes him. Next video. April 7th, 2020, called Until I Bleed Out. And he's at the venue, the same one, I think, I assume, as the Asian woman singing to him when he levitated. He's still got on the red suit, the black gloves, the bandages. He's bloody. Somehow he's got his head reattached. But he's just dizzy. He's on the struggle bus. There's balloons everywhere, which I'd argue is an homage to his first album, House of Balloons. He's being reborn in front of our eyes. He's revisiting the steps of his life. But he ends up in the desert at the end of the video. It just pops up in the desert. This is where all the initiates go. I talked about this in my book. I did a whole book on Paulo Coelho's The Alchemist. That's what that's all about. Again, you can get those on Amazon and Audible. Alice in Rocky Horrorland is a big compilation book. Alice in Wonderland initiation ritual. Rocky Horror Picture Show. Paulo Coelho is The Alchemist, and I wrote a book about Google trying to put us in transhuman hell like 6 years ago, 7 years ago I wrote that. It's probably why they banned me. So yeah, he ends up in the desert. He's the initiate learning the new path. October 22nd, 2020, a video called Too Late. Well, two women in Los Angeles, they got bandages all over, like they're coming back from plastic surgery. They're like basic bitches, right? And they come across the Weeknd's severed head in the middle of the road. They recognize him. And instead of being horrified, they're like, "Oh, he's so hot." They take him home. They start making out with it. Then they have some male stripper. They slice his throat. And I guess they put The Weeknd's head on that body. Oh boy, we see all kinds of symbolism of the all-seeing eye. Again, I'll put them on the Instagram at Isaac Weisop. Like and subscribe. And they're looking at him sort of reborn as Sexy Weeknd, and they're sitting on his face with the WAP. Kind of a weird video. I don't know how that fits into the whole storyline, but that's what happens there. Then, a month later, November 23rd, 2020, he performs at the 2020 AMAs, and now his bandage is fully covered over his whole face. Something's happening here. Is this the new Weeknd with the new face? Kenny G makes a cameo on this one. And then we have it. Then January 5th, 2021, the big reveal called Save Your Tears. And in the video, the bandages are off and he's got this crazy face full of plastic surgery. And he's at the same venue where the Asian lady was singing to him. I assume it's the same venue. And this, all the news tabloids could talk about is, oh, how crazy, look at his face. And I don't think this was real. I don't think this was real plastic surgery. Because, like, in the video, you watch him, like, take a sip of a drink and you can tell he's, like, not able to do it. And you can still see the scars from this, the lines. I think this was all publicity stunt, right? I mean, we'll find out soon enough. But it's symbolic, perhaps. It's the reborn new Weeknd. In the eyes of the devil. The devil pulled him in the elevator. Then he went through the alchemical process with the severed head, the Ethiopian severed head. Then the ladies with the WAP put him on a stripper body. And now he's singing with his new face. And in the video, should it not get weird enough, he's singing to an audience and they've all got masks on. And a lot of people say, oh, like Eyes Wide Shut, like the sex party, the Gnostic sex party. Yes. In fact, I got a screenshot. I'll put this one on the Instagram for sure. One of the exact same masks that I talk about in Kubrick's Code, the book and the video, which you can now see on Rockfin, rockfin.com/creator/Isaac. You can see the mask, and these masks are real masks from a town in England where the Rothschilds live. It's all connected, I'm telling you. So in the video, new face Weeknd here. He meets a young lady. She's got the 80s hair. He brings her up on stage for some fun dancing. Reveals he's got a gun. He puts it in her hand, and she's pointing it at his big, massive head, suggesting he wants her to kill him. Next thing you know, the venue appears to be on fire. It looks like hell. So now he's in hell. He's walking around pretending to shoot everyone before putting the gun to his own head, pulling the trigger. Confetti falls from the ceiling. And that's where we're at in the saga. And the next big performance will be the biggest one of them all at the Super Bowl. He's going to kill himself. He's going to be reborn. He's going to play into this idea that the devil consumed him and is evolving him and enlightening him through the alchemical process. In conclusion, let's wrap it up. Given all the coordination between Jimmy Kimmel and the Super Bowl, I think the Grammy snub was a publicity stunt to garner attention to draw towards this performance. What we're going to see. His songs were massive. There was like an entire TikTok revolution over these damn songs. There's no way the Grammys would snub him that hard. Could they? Apparently he's plugged into the big system because he's got the Super Bowl and Jimmy Kimmel. But we see all sort of different things historically coming from the Weeknd. He's, you know, on one hand, he's donating money to the Orthodox Church, so he's putting his money where his mouth is, which tells me more than anything that he might not be Illuminati. However, you watch these videos and there's tons of questions that need answered. Like, maybe they're showing us the full perversion of a Christian going into the abyss of the devil, which is something they love to do. Katy Perry, she was going to be a gospel singer. They turned her ass out. The Weeknd, he's now the new good girl gone bad. After his Party Monster video, he released a video called Reminder. And if you watch it in the credits, you see it was directed by someone named Christos Anesti, which I don't believe that's a real name. It could be. I could be wrong. But in Greek, it means Christ is risen. You repeat this during Pascha, during the Easter service every year. Christos Anesti. It's a greeting that the Orthodox Christians do for each other for 40 days after the resurrection. Christos Anesti, reply Alithos Anesti. Christ is risen, truly he is risen. So he's got this Christian background. I don't get it. And in that video, by the way, for a reminder, you see Drake very ominously giving the all-seeing eye with the 666 hand. It's very nefarious. I think he had started out with good intentions and they got to him. And here's another idea to float. Maybe he's still a Christian. But maybe he also, at the same time, wants to embrace the global religion ideas of the occult. Maybe he believes in Christ, but he also believes in this like universal spirit stuff. All gods are the same God. Maybe he believes in the Gnostic invisible spirit and that Jesus Christ was just embodiment of the actual invisible spirit above the demiurge of the Yaldabaoth, the fake god. Which would explain the destruction of the house in the videos. They think the material realm is a trap. Now, in order to destroy Christianity, there's many actions that need to be taken place. This is my final thought I'll leave you with. If you look at Helena Blavatsky and the New Age religion, I'm going to read you from Problems of Humanity, a book she wrote. Okay? When all religions will be regarded as emanating from one great spiritual source, all will be seen as unitedly providing the one root out of which the universal world religion will inevitably emerge. She channeled that from the ascended master, Joachim. Anyhow, that could be where they're getting to the Weeknd. Maybe they're trying to make them believe in this global, global religion, that all gods come from one source. They're like, yes, you can, you like your Jesus Christ, you can keep your Jesus Christ. We got something better for you. They're all right. And ultimately, that's the ruse. That's the Antichrist religion, is the global religion. So there you go. You got my prediction for the Super Bowl. He's going to kill himself, symbolically, be reborn. That's what you're going to get at the Super Bowl, the large mass focus of energy. We went through the whole history of them. The XO symbolism, which is very concerning. But that's it. That's the in the after hours. This is a massive ritual album over several videos. Very fascinating findings here in this one. This is very good. So, again, if you like the show, you want to support the show, you don't want to hear any more commercials or ads, you want bonus content, you know where to go. In fact, I'll make it easy. Just go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, hit the VIP section, and look at the comparison chart on which system, which platform I'm on. You know, it's like I got many part-time jobs. Which one do you want to meet me at? Kind of thing. Check it out. The Rockfin, I've got the exclusive show, Inside the Mind of a Conspiracy Theorist. We're going to be going through the book Suspicious Minds by Rob Brotherton, a little book club, as it were. Again, I got the Kubrick's Code video on there now for you. It's all good, though. Whatever way you want to listen to the show, I love you for it. Links are in the show notes. Check them out. And as always, stay woke.